He has transformed trade names into dictionary nouns. But, for all his experience and reputation, he is rather uninteresting to meet, that is, unless you should catch him some evening in his home, as I did, and he should sit in the comfortable living room in front of the fireplace puffing contentedly on a good cigar and soliloquizing. It was in response to my question, "How did you come to acquire the name Obvious?" that he told me some of the incidents I have just related. "I wasn't born obvious," he chuckled. "I had obvious thrust upon me in the old days by Mr. Oswald. I never stopped to think in those days whether a thing was obvious or not. I just did what occurred to me naturally after I had thought things over. There is no credit coming to me. I couldn't help it." "Well," I pressed, "why don't more businessmen do the obvious, then? The men in your office say that they often spend hours trying to figure out what you are going to propose after they have decided what they think is the obvious thing to be done. And yet you fool them repeatedly." Adams smiled. "Well," he said, "since I had that name wished upon me, I have given considerable thought to that very question, and I have decided that picking out the obvious thing presupposes analysis, and analysis presupposes thinking, and I guess Professor Zuerblin is right when he says that thinking is the hardest work many people ever have to do, and they don't like to do any more of it than they can help. They look for a royal road through some shortcut in the form of a clever scheme or stunt, which they call the obvious thing to do, but calling it doesn't make it so. They don't gather all the facts and then analyze them before deciding what really is the obvious thing, and thereby they overlook the first and most obvious of all business principles. Nearly always that is the difference between the small businessman and the big, successful one. Many small businessmen have an aggravated case of business astigmatism which could be cured if they would do the obvious thing of calling in some business specialist to correct their vision and give them a true view of their own business and methods. And that might be said of a lot of big businesses, too. Someday," he continued, "a lot of businessmen are going to wake up to the power and sanity of the obvious. Some have already.